Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Couple of Commanders things to get to. This was breaking news within the last hour or so. Marshawn Lattimore got arrested last night. The reports coming out of Ohio, where he was arrested, are that allegedly he was driving a vehicle and there is some type of arrest over a firearm. There have not been charges filed yet. In 2021, he got arrested and charged with having a loaded weapon. So this would not be the first time. I'm an innocent until proven guilty guy. So I'll just put a period at the end of that sentence and say, we'll wait for more information here. The Commanders did put out a statement, Danny. They said, quote, "We have been made aware of the arrest. We are gathering more information. We've informed the NFL League office. We have no further comment at this time." Here's what I am willing to say at this point. It has very little to do with this arrest, but the arrest certainly doesn't help. It is time to get out of the Marshawn Lattimore business.
Immediately.
He just made it easier for you, okay? Again, innocent until proven guilty. No idea what happened, whatever I'm supposed to say. From a football standpoint, this was a disaster. I liked the idea of trading for him. I endorsed it when you
I was
did
in
it.
At the time, yeah.
I did not like bringing him back this offseason and paying him big money, but they did that, and they wanted to see this until the end of the earth because they'd given up some picks, and they doubled down. It ended up being a sunk cost fallacy, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Like, you basically made a bad deal with Marshawn Lattimore two times. They can get out of his contract at no cost,
yep.
No dead money this offseason, or you can bring him back and pay him $18.5 million against the cap. To me, this is the biggest no-brainer decision for Adam Peters and this front office that they will have all offseason. In a sea of big decisions, Danny, OC, DC, pick seven, trade back, stay put, what are you doing free agency? This one is so easy. This is like someone walking past you with an Uncrustable saying, "Would you like an Uncrustable?" while you're hungry and addicted to peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It's really simple. Thank you for the time, Marshawn Lattimore. I'm moving in a different direction.
Yeah, they tried. It was worth a shot. I got it. The analogy I've used a million times is you were winning or close to winning a race you thought you'd have no business winning. Like Formula One, which Drive to Survive, everyone should watch on Netflix. Imagine a mid-table type car that hasn't won a single race at any point in time. All of a sudden, you're winning whatever Grand Prix that you consider important. And someone goes, "Hey, I know you don't have any tires. I got a tire for you." You pay a premium for that. When you're three quarters of the way through the race and you're winning it, you could win for the first time in decades. So you pay the premium. It didn't work. These tires melted. They exploded. And a couple passerbys were injured and had to go to the hospital for minor treatments. This is what happened. This was a disaster. They should have gotten out of it before this year. They wanted to see it through. You and I were right about that, but that doesn't matter at all.
I don't care about being right. I don't care who was right and who was wrong. This needs to end, though.
It was a disaster, and it was time then. It's time now.
And I'm not going to kill Adam Peters for it either, by the way.
No, it made sense at the time. Yeah.
If there is a mistake, I suppose it was the doubling down this offseason when you saw he couldn't play anymore. But I also, to an extent, understand why they did what they did there, by the way. Again, you want to make sure. If you cut him this past offseason, a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and then he is healthy and plays really well somewhere else, you gave up all those picks thinking you were keeping him
around. And it
looks
terrible.
And then he goes and plays, and you're going, "Well, we made two terrible mistakes. We gave up the picks, then we had the guy in our building, and we screwed up." So I get why they wanted to just like kick the body a couple times and really make sure. But now that the jury has returned its verdict, and I think that has happened, it is a pretty easy one to look at and say, to your point, complete disaster, epic failure.
One of their worst moves, maybe the worst.
Absolutely. And I would have made it too. I'm not throwing stones. I'm just calling balls and strikes.
Mm-hmm.
This was not just a ball. This bounced 10 feet in front of the plate because I fell down while I tried to throw the pitch.
You hit the mascot, and now I need Tommy John.
Right.
I mean, that's where I am.
This was me doing a Strasburg where I'm shaking my elbow, and the ball hit the screen 15 feet from home plate, you know, over near the on-deck circle. I mean, this was just a complete and utter debacle, but it needs to end. I think it will. There's no reason to assume that it would continue. But now you're talking about an arrest. And this part is not, you know, the end all be all, because again, I don't know what happened. I don't know how serious the arrest is. I don't know if he'll be charged or not. But we say this all the time. Fair or not, this is how the world works. If you are Eric Bickle, it's a little bit different when you work here and you got to make a tough call to the boss than you are the part-timer who has been around for 3 weeks, who is supposed to work at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning to help get somebody on the air, you know, running the board, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're Marshawn Lattimore, when you have been hurt, you're now rehabbing an ACL, you have been bad, and you have caused this executive and this front office nothing but headaches and having to explain themselves for the bad move they made, I can't be having to put out a statement on your behalf now, basically saying, hey, we're going to wait and see, because you got arrested. You just don't get that luxury.
Sure. And I think, just to echo what you said at the top, these are serious things. They should be treated seriously. That means I'm not passing any judgment. I'm waiting for information to come out. I don't even need the arrest. I got a great football cause.
Well, that's the
thing.
You know what I mean? We could have done this yesterday.
Yeah.
We could have come on the air yesterday and said, here's a no-brainer. Get rid of Marshawn Lattimore.
Especially because there's 0.0 cap effects. Keep in mind, in order to keep that flexibility, he counted $18 million against the cap last year, among the highest paid cornerbacks in the NFL. There were so many guys that signed for less than that played way better. This is a no-brainer. It was then, and it is now.